Good morning. Today is August the 6th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me into the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6. We'd like to share some verses with you this morning, beginning at verse number 4. The text reads, "For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him in open shame. For ground that drinks the rain, which often falls on it, and brings forth vegetation, useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God." And verse 8, "But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning, these five very powerful verses that I have read this morning in your hearing speaks of those that have been enlightened, those that have been redeemed, those that have been forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and have fallen away, have fallen outside the will and the purpose and the love of Christ. For we read in verse 4, "For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift," speaking of salvation, "and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit," it says in verse 5, "and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come." In God's Word, as we read these verses, where each and every one of us every day have the opportunity, whether we'll stand for or whether we'll stand back away from the Word and the calling that Christ has placed on each of our hearts and our spirits. You know, we can each probably remember in our minds and maybe in our own lives as well. I'm sure each of us can recall a point in our life where we wondered whether or not what we were doing, whether our service and whether our willingness to follow Christ was all worth it, whether it was worth what God had called us to do and whether it was worth the cost, the commitment, the persecution, the taunting, if you will, of others that kept saying over and over. I remember as a child that, "Billy, you don't understand what you're talking about. Those are all just fairy tales. Those are all just things about people that never lived," I heard someone tell me one time when I was a teenager. You know, I'm thankful today, and I give God all the praise today, beloved, that God kept me, and God keeps us today as believers in His hands. You know, as the word continues in verse 6, it says, "Then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God, being Jesus Christ, and put him to open shame. For it says in verse 7, "For ground that drinks the rain, which often falls on it, and brings forth vegetation useful for those whose sake it also is tilled, receives a blessing from God." The word clearly tells us this morning, beloved, that if we stay strong, if we stay steadfast, if we continue on the trek, if we continue following the path, if we stay on that right of way, if we stay on these precious word that God has given us today, beloved, we can have the assurance as it's given to us that we can know that we'll receive the blessings of God. You know, one of the greatest opportunities God blesses me with, beloved, is to encourage people and encourage those that I may speak with by email, by phone, by letter, to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus in their front and let them hear how good God is and how God continues to manifest Himself and how God continues to work in the lives of so many. You know, just past evening, as we shared the word at a local assisted care home, a lady that spoke up with us how she, after having prayer that night in our last meeting, how she felt like God had spoken to her. And when she left that evening, she found that the problem and the need, which was unspoken to us as a group as we prayed, and that God had healed that need. God had met that need, she said, almost immediately after the service was over and after we had finished praying. God had met her need completely and wholly, and she was praising God, beloved, for that. You know, when we witness that in our lives, when we witness others sharing with us the testimony of how good God is, surely we're encouraged to a point where we should be encouragers to one another, encouragers to those that maybe have fallen away, those that have lost their hope, their desire to follow after the will and the love and the understanding of Jesus Christ and truly the Word of God today that we study, that we read, and that we cling to for the roadmaps of our life. You know, in this latter verse, in verse number 8, but if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned. Those, beloved, that have heard the word of God, but yet have turned their back on the truth, as God desires each one of them to repent and turn back unto Him and follow His will and His way, knowing that we have so many that we have in our lives that we know, beloved, that are unsaved, those that are lost, those that are still walking that wide open path of destruction in this sin-cursed, in this dark world. You know, each and every day, one of the deepest prayers that we pray continually is, God, please speak to the hearts of those that are lost. God, speak to those that were once on fire for You, Father, and yet have now have waned away and gone away from the truth and the love of Christ. God, give them that zeal, and Father, give them that burning desire down deep in their spirit again, Father, to serve You in all capacities, to serve You in all accords, Father, so that You may bless them, so You may lift and encourage them, God. And Lord, each day that's our prayer, that we should pray for the Lord God to work in the lives of those around us that we love and that we desire for God to redeem unto the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I would ask you today, if you will, just to bow your heads with me for just a few moments of prayer. Let's drop close to the Lord God, and let's allow God's word to speak unto our hearts as these verses have. Father, today we're both humbled and thankful, Father, for Your love, Your peace, and Your grace that You show us this morning. God, we thank You, Father, for Your word. We thank You for these verses, God, we've read out of this book of Hebrews. Lord, we need to always have in our hearts guarded, Father, the zeal and the desire, God, to follow You at all costs. Father, there should never be a moment in our life, Father, where we should ever even think of anything on that wide path. We should always, Father, be thinking of that narrow path that surely leads to heaven, Father. That path that You have shown us, God, that we need to walk each and every day and to be faithful, just as, God, You are faithful upon us each day. This truth of this devotion this morning, Father, may it speak unto the hearts and minds and people, Father. Father God, today may You just draw them back is my deepest prayer. Father, I pray also today for those that are sick, those that are shut in, God, those today that I know that need a Lord and need a Savior in their life. Father, I pray for those at the hospital I know are walking on that very line and edge of life. God, will You touch them, Father, if it be Your will. Father, touch their families. Encourage their families, Lord. Continue to speak unto them, God, encouragement and peace. And let them know, Father, beyond all things, how much You love them. God, I pray today for all the listeners of this broadcast. God, I would ask You to bless and touch them in special, anointed, in mighty ways, God. Lord, I think of many names when I mention that, Father, but there's so many, God, that are so faithful every day to pray for this ministry. So faithful, Father, to lift us up each and every day, God, before You, so that we may be faithful to the calling, God, that You placed in our heart and in our life in this ministry. God bless those in our military, Father, the men and women that are truly fighting this very moment for the freedoms in our great land, this blessed United States of America. Father, as well, we pray for our leaders, our president, our governments, Father, that they may draw their intuition, they may draw their understanding, God, clearly from the word and the insight, God, that You provide them. May they seek Your will and Your way in everything that they make decisions for in this country, Father. Father, have Your right of way in all needs that we have in our life this day. Oh God, we thank You, and Father, we praise You on high, God, for all the many blessings that You provide us each and every day. And Father, until the day that You call us home, Father, may You this day and each day, God, may You use us, may You lead us and guide us and direct us. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.